The parable of the rich fool. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide their inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Men who made a judge or an arbiter over you." And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard as against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "A land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought of himself, 'What shall I do, for I have nowhere to store my crops?' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, "Soul, you have ample goods to lay down for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry." But God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?" So is the one who lays up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. And he said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, don't be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow or reap, they have neither storehouse or barn, and yet God feeds them. And how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil or spin. Yet, I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried, for all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows you are them. Instead, seek this kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there will your heart also be."
众人中有一个人对耶稣说，夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。耶稣回答，你这个人，谁让我做你们的断事官，给你自己家分家业呢？于是对众人说，你们要谨言慎守，免去一切贪心，因为人的生命不在于是否富裕。就比如说，有一个财主，他非常富有，他自己说，我这么多钱没有地方收藏，该怎么办呢？又回答说，就这么办吧，我把我的仓房拆了，盖间另外的非常大，在那里收藏所有的一切粮食和财宝。然后又要对我自己的灵魂说，灵魂，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安逸的吃喝快乐。神对他答道，你实在是无知，今夜我必要取走你的灵魂，你所预备的一切又要给谁？凡为自己积财而在神面前却不富足的人，同样道理。耶稣又对其他门徒说，所以我要告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，因为生命胜于饮食，身体胜于衣裳。你想乌鸦，也不种也不收，又没有仓房，又没有库房，尚且神还能让它存活，而你们人类比飞鸟相比是如此的贵重，你们中哪一个能使自己的寿数多加一刻呢？哪怕这世间最微小的事情，你们尚且不能运作，为什么还担忧这些没有用的事呢？你想看百合花如何长起来，它不劳苦也不纺线，而我告诉你们， 就是所罗门极富荣华的时候，他所穿戴的一切还不如这一朵花的生命。你们这样的人，野地里的草今天还尚在，明天就丢在炉中。神还给你们这样的装饰，何况你们这样的为人？你们不要求吃什么、喝什么，也不要贪心。这些都是外邦人所求，你们必须用这些东西。你们的父亲是知道的。你们只要要求他的国，这些东西就必加予给你们。你们这群小人，不要惧怕，因为你们的父亲乐意把天国赐予你们。你们要变卖所有的东西来救济其他人，为自己预备永远不坏的钱囊，用不尽的财宝。实际上，这所有的一切只有天上有，而在你的身边，那些贼人不能亲近你。蛀虫也不能伤到你，因为你们的财宝都在那里，你们的心也属于那里。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是半读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家新来的体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第34讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. Our learn sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with sister unrelated issue. Today is the 34th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome. Leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, firstly, let's deal with today's personal study summary. This passage for today has only two main lessons from Jesus about money and worry. Firstly, a man asked Jesus to make his brother share their inheritance. Jesus already refused him and warns everyone against the greed. He tells a story about a rich farmer who has a large harvest. Instead of sharing or thanking God, the farmer builds bigger barns to store everything for himself, planning to relax for years. But God calls him a fool because he will die that night, leaving everything behind. Next one. Jesus tells his followers, therefore, don't worry. He says to stop being anxious about food and clothes. Look at the birds and the flowers. God takes care of them, and you are far more valuable. Worrying doesn't help at all. Instead of stressing like everyone else, see God's kingdom firstly. If you put God and His ways firstly, He will also provide what you need. Then Jesus gives a radical advice: be generous. Sell things, also give to the poor. This invests in treasure in heaven that never runs out. Sow swept grain and worry for trust in God, also being generous to others. That's what the truth, secure life, is all about that. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Hello, as you mentioned, first appears a man who asks Jesus for help in financial issues. Jesus refuses, saying that is not his job, and he warns of greed, saying there is no life in having many goods.
你好，妹妹。正如你所说，首先出现的一个男人向耶稣求助，希望他能帮助自己解决经济问题。耶稣拒绝了，说这不是他的职责，并警告人们要提防贪婪。说拥有许多财物实际上并不能带来真正的生命与欢愉。
As an example, he tells the parable of the rich fool. He had a great harvest, but he wanted to save the harvest in new barns for to live many years in luxury. But God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul is demanded."
他举例讲了一个富有的傻瓜这样的比喻：这个人收成年年都很好，却想着把所有的钱财留在辛巴恩斯的家里，好过很多年奢华的生活。但上帝却对他说：“傻瓜，今夜我就要把你的灵魂收走。”
Then Jesus explains how to treat worries and what we should elect as our priorities. It is not necessary to worry because God takes care of us as he cares about the ravens and the flowers.
然后，耶稣解释了如何应当应对忧虑，以及我们应该如何优先考虑什么，我们不应该考虑什么，因为上帝像会关爱乌鸦和谎言一样来关爱我们。
The Gentiles and the nation worry, but for us it is not necessary. We can give boldly and build a treasure in heaven, because our Father in heaven will care on you, and there where our treasure is, there will be our heart.
外邦人和国民感到忧患，但是我们不必忧患。我们可以大胆地去奉献，在天上积累财宝，因为我们在天上的父必当就要眷顾我们。我们的财宝在那里，我们的心也在那里。OK, based on today's Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related question. We hope the following question can be very helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. So, first question for Shwestern. Why did Jesus refuse to help the man split the family inheritance with his brother? 为什么耶稣断然拒绝那个人和他的兄弟来分家产呢？
He said that is not his job because he is not a judge or an arbiter.
他说：“这并不是他的职责，因为耶稣他既不是法官，也不是仲裁官。”Next question. So, what does covetousness mean, and why should we guard against it？贪心是什么意思呢？为什么我又要警惕它呢？
You can replace this word by the word greed when you want to have more and more without stop.
你可以用贪婪这个词来替换它。当我们想拥有更多、更多、更丰富的生活和物质的时候，这就是贪婪。Next question. So in today's parable, what was the rich man big plan after he had a huge harvest? 在今天的比喻当中，那个富人收获一切之后，他的计划又是什么呢？
He wanted to build barns to store his huge harvest and then live without working for many years in luxury.
他想建造一个大型谷仓来存储他丰收的粮食，然后过上多年不劳而获的奢华生活。Next question. So, Shrestha, why did God call the rich man a fool? What was the mistake in his thinking? 为什么神称那个富人是无知的人？他的想法里到底哪一点错了呢？
He did not think that we all have to die in a certain moment.
他并没有想到，我们所有人终将一死。OK, next issue. What does it mean to be rich toward God instead of just rich in stuff? 在神面前富足的人，不仅仅是物质上富有，精神上要充盈。这样的话怎么理解呢？
Rich toward God means that we take the opportunities that God gives us during our life, for example, to help somebody in problems, give someone who needs, to share the gospel with someone who needs to be saved, and so on. God gives us a lot of opportunities, and we shall use them to multiply them.
神的意味是要我们把握在生命中赐予其他人的机会。举例来说，帮助身处困境的人，给予需要帮助的人，与需要得救的人分享福音，等等如此。神赐予我们许多良机， 我们应当善加利用，使之倍增。
In the text today is focused on giving and not worrying as opportunities.
今天我们所讲的重点是给予，而不是忧虑，这将是我们人生中的机遇。Okay, so next question for Shrestha. Jesus already tells us not to worry about food, also, and other clothes. What example from nature does he use to explain why? 耶稣告诉我们不要为饮食和衣裳忧虑，他用自然界的例子来解释了如何去面对的原因呢？
God feeds the raven and he clothes the grass on the field.
上帝喂养乌鸦，也给田野里的衣服穿上了花花草草。Next question. So, could we also worrying actually help us live longer or solve our own problems? What does Jesus say about that? 忧虑真的能让我们活得更久，或者解决问题吗？耶稣对此是如何回答呢？
In the book Ecclesiastes, we read that nobody has power about his hour of death, so we have to be prepared to die in each minute of our life because death does not respect nothing. He carries young and old if he wants.
在《埃里克亚特斯书》一中，我们已经了解到，没有人能掌控自己的死亡时刻，因此我们必须时刻准备着迎接死亡，因为死亡的到来不分年老年幼，他想带走谁就带走谁。Yeah, that's correct. So if God takes care of birds and flowers, what does that also tell us about how feels about us? 如果神看顾飞鸟和野花，这是否告诉我们神也是如何这样看待我们的呢？
We are more worth for God than birds and flowers, so we can 100% trust in Him.
在上帝眼中，我们人类比花花鸟鸟更有价值，因为我们可以100%的信赖他。Next issue. So, what should we be thinking firstly instead of worrying about our own needs? What's the promise if we do that? 我们应该先求什么，而不是为生活所忧患？如果我们这样做，而我们得到的应许又是什么呢？
We should seek heavenly treasures because our heart will be there. Not seeking heavenly treasures is evidence that we have our heart elsewhere.
我们应当追求天上的宝藏。因为我们的心在那里，不追求天上的宝藏，就表明我们的心已不在人世。Okay, so today's last question for sister. What does it mean that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also? How does this also connect to selling possessions and giving to the needy? 因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里，如何理解呢？这和变卖财产周济穷人又有什么关系呢？
If we are greedy, then our heart will be focused on our earthly stuff. If we are generous with other people because we know that our Father will feed us, we have our heart in heaven by evidence.
如果我们始终贪婪，我们的心就会专注于世俗的物质享受；如果我们慷慨待人，因为我们知道天父会供养我们，这便是最好的证明。我们的心永远属于天国。好啦，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2026年2月新春快乐，我们下期再会。